contact the league at all about if you thought that they were headhunting? Would that be a situation where you send tapes to somebody?
Yeah, I mean, the league reviews every single game as it is, and, you know, they review the officials, they review every single play, and, you know, they look for things like that. I mean, that's how players end up getting fined and stuff like that. So the league will, if there's something that, you know, that we think may go unnoticed, we generally bring it to someone's attention. I don't think in this case it went unnoticed. And number one, it was flagged, so it's always going to get noticed by the league. But, you know, I mean, that's just, you know, it's the passing game now. I mean, it's, you know, there's a strike zone with those receivers. And, you know, last thing you want to do is see guys get hit in the head.
How much pain is Calvin fighting through, you know, over especially past couple of weeks? He seems to be slow to get up, but he still keeps fighting through.
Yeah, I mean, he has been slow to get up, but he's also made a lot of plays. I think he's gotten better over the last couple of weeks. He was better this week than he was last week. You know, but there's no player that's 100% right now. He's able to go out and effectively do his job, you know, and not only do his job, but impact the game the way that he does. So, you know, he's fighting through just like a lot of other guys are fighting through, but he's still able to be successful, and he is getting better.
After looking at those, at the film today, what did you think about the shots on Calvin? Do you think they were overtly going after him, and are you going to make sure the league knows about
it? I don't think anybody in this league is trying to hurt somebody. He's a 6'5" receiver, and when Matt throws it up high to him, people have to go up high to be able to get the ball. He got hit in the head twice. I mean, you know, I'm sure the league, well, we know that the league sees that. I don't think anybody's trying to do it on purpose. They're trying to defend him, but as a result, he ended up getting hit in the head a couple times. Thank goodness he was fine. You know, he shook it off, went right back, you know, and he's fine and kept on making plays. But, you know, particularly when there's a couple times that it's difficult for defenders, and we see it when we're on defense. One is when a receiver goes to the ground and you're trying to defend him. You know, when he leaves his feet and, you know, what you thought was going to be his chest level where you were aiming ended up being right on his head. Very difficult situation. And the same thing when, you know, you have a guy that's 6'5" jumping up 40 inches in the air to catch a ball. That's a difficult situation too. You know, but as players, as particularly as defensive players, the onus is on them. It's on us to avoid those kind of contacts. And the league's going to, you know, the officials are going to flag it, and the league's going to look very closely at it.
The shot that Tulloch had on Craig Stevens was definitely a case of what you're talking about. When guys come down, they lower, and Tulloch's moving ahead. If Harrison Smith wasn't lining up Calvin, I've never seen anybody line up Calvin or any other player, and that looked about as obvious as you get.
I would never accuse another player of doing something like that. I mean, you know, Calvin's a very difficult matchup for anybody, and like I said, as tall as he is, it's difficult. But doesn't change the rule. You still can't go hit him in the head, and one of them got flagged. Easily, both of them could have gotten flagged in that game.
Dallas traveled and he didn't travel previously. Is that an indication that he may be getting ready to practice? I mean, can you call that? And is there any other updates with the short-term, long-term on Houston? Anybody else?
Yeah, there's no real updates. You know, Chris hurt the same ankle that had kept him out earlier, and we'll just see how that one goes. Cliff wasn't able to return with a concussion, and Cliff has been fighting a leg back, whatever you want to call it, thing for a while. He's missed some practice with that. But the concussion kept him out. But he was much improved after the game, probably more so than a lot of the other concussions that we've had. So he'll have to go through a protocol to return. You know, but he presented different at the end of the game than some other guys have. Everybody else is sort of you know, just battling through, including Delmas. You know, it's difficult when, you know, he was on crutches the week before. Makes it very difficult to get around a hotel, get around an airplane, you know, up and down those jetways and on the sideline of game and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a difficult situation to travel. He wasn't on crutches this week. So.
Reopened up? Did he have a second surgery on crutches? I didn't know.
No, he was just on, just to try to mobilize.
He was in the locker room end of the week. Is he closer to?
I don't know. He's on a concussion return. So, honestly, I don't really have any answers there. You know, when it does, it does. We'll see.
What about Drayton Florence? Is there ever a chance to play this week?
Yeah, he's eligible to come back, and he's physically cleared, so we'd have to make a roster spot for him. But, you know, we've missed him on the field. He's a good veteran presence, and particularly with the injuries that we have in the secondary, it would be good to get him return.
Jim, you mentioned yesterday you didn't want to use the word desperate, but when a team you're under 500, playoff race is very tight or difficult now. Do you buy that this is when a team perhaps can play better, when it recognizes how desperate it is or how dire it is?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it either one of those, desperate or dire. I think our word is urgent. You know, we had 6 of our first 9 on the road. We now have a stretch of 3 in a row at home. We have to do something with that. There's an urgency to that. Our margins are a lot thinner. We don't have a whole lot of wiggle room for mistakes down the stretch. We have to play our best. And, you know, but it's life in the NFL. You have to do that. You have to do that all the time. We had the feeling today is probably a lot like our feeling after getting home from Chicago. You know, we had a road loss, divisional opponent, you know, a tough game, a game that we can look at certain mistakes that we made and see how the game, you know, got away from us and how we lost the game, and our urgency to correct that and have a better performance, you know, is the main thing. We were able to come back on a short week and have a win over a very good Seattle team, respond with another road win against Jacksonville. We need to respond a lot the same way with this, and starts with Green Bay on Sunday.